Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So today, I'm all over the place. I've got stuff bouncing around in my head, and as usual, I'm trying to find ways to tie all these ideas together to come up with some cohesive, effective plan for your life to help you to solve your problems or whatever. And I just can't do that because it is so all over the place right now. I do want to make sure we get something in right off the bat, though, that will be positive to you and get you into the right frame of mind. And that is email that I got from Keith, one of my staff here, one of our customer service representatives, and he got an email back from a guy who wanted to renew his membership. He had just sent him an email reminding him this, his membership was about to expire, and he said, would you like to renew your membership? And the guy said, yeah, I would. He said, but I want to tell you a story. So Keith forwarded this story to me, and I just wanted to share it with you so we could get some kind of an idea of the results possible. He says, hey, dude, bought house number 11 in April. That's April of this year, guys. So if you think because of COVID you can't do it, you're wrong. Had to lease in the middle of COVID. Thought it would have been a hard time leasing, but not at all. Was able to rent it in just 7 days. I used Facebook marketing for the first time and couldn't believe the amount of views we got. I'm closing on number 12 Thursday. Dude, I'm getting really close to retirement. I can't wait to send you and Dell the email when I finally do. Keep in touch, bro. Good luck in everything the rest of the year. So think about this. Think of whatever it is that's going on in your life right now. And here's a guy's early 30s. And he's just a house or two away from retirement. He's already on house 12. Let's say that you make $500 a house. That's $6,000 a month tax-free income, which is equivalent to about $8,000 a month in gross positive earnings from a job. If he only makes $400 a house times 12, that's $4,800 a month, which is equivalent to about $7,000 a month in income. $7,000 or $8,000 is taxable income. And he's got this all done in just a very short period of time. Now, by the way, an interesting factoid about this is this gentleman did this without upgrading to any of our personal consulting programs. In other words, he just took the information program, went to the classes, went to the seminars, got on the internet to our educational bridge component and took the information and ran with it and got out there and got it done. So excellent job. I'm not going to share the guy's name because I'll just say Michael and leave it at that. Excellent job, Michael, if you're listening. Can't wait to have you on the radio show when you've completed your retirement plan, which doesn't look like it's going to take very long the way he's going right now. So having said that, we put some positivity in there and we tell you right off the bat, okay, listen, I could spend hours and hours and hours and days and days and days, days and days and days and days motivating you and telling you a little trick here and a little trick there. And you think some of you listen to radio shows where they tell you the tricks on the radio and so forth. I'll tell you the facts and I'll tell you information and educational stuff, but there are no tricks. You just got to have the system and you got to work it, right? You can spend hours and hours and hours and hours on that, but I think that this radio show is a little different because it sort of talks about life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle means something. And you're listening because you're interested in having a quality lifestyle. Well, a week ago, I put out the notice that I was willing to hear whatever side of the story anybody was willing to give me. You know, you got all this political stuff going on, and you want to hear whatever side you want to hear. And because most of the stuff I get comes in from the conservative side, right? I went out there and looked at what was available to get a hold of on the other side, right, on the liberal side. So I signed up for Joe Biden's political campaign, thinking I could get some information on what Joe Biden people were going to do to help our society, right? And I thought that would be the only fair thing. You know, if you're going to feed your brain with all the right-wing stuff, you better feed your brain with all the left-wing stuff and then let your brain figure it out what's right in between, because two reasons. One, I'm making life's decisions every day as to what I should do and where I should invest and what I should do for my family. And secondly, because I'm on the radio talking with you and I need to have a balanced point of view. So I did. Unbeknownst to me, I was rather disappointed. because, quite honestly, I can show you right now 8, 10, 15 different emails that came in to me from people saying, look, I want to express my opinion. But there's no opinions coming from the left as to what they want to do, because they're embarrassed about what they want to do. What they want to do is so bad, they don't even admit they want to do it in public. They won't admit. There's only the Gang of Four who will admit it, and that's because they're such strange people. They're so whacked out. They assume everybody realizes that they're whacked out. They are the poster child for whacked out. And so they're willing to admit the kind of stuff that the left wants to do. Still, I want to give them a fair break. So if you want to come on, any of you left-leaning people want to come on and share with me either live or you want to send me an email, I'll give you a fair break and bring your points to bear. So we've got lots of this stuff we can cover, but I'm going to go back to something somebody sent me this week, which I thought was rather interesting, which was a summarization of a book called The Four Turnings. The basic concept of this book, and I'm going to really paraphrase the heck out of it because, we're on the radio, is that there are cycles in life. Let's put it this way. There's cycles in history. And these historic cycles occur about every 90 years. There are about four of them in the cycles. There's four in each cycle. There's four cycles. And these four cycles occur over about a 22-year period of time. Now, the guy that wrote the book, or the guys that wrote the book, a couple people that were working on it together, predicted some things that occur and are occurring right now. But they predicted them 22 years ago. So they're right on the money. And so they come out with a new book like, okay, here's what we told was going to happen. Here's what's happening right now. Wow, it's exactly right. Now let me tell you what's going to happen over the next 22 years. And so they're talking about we are now entering the fourth turning, or what they really call, they're calling it the turning, but they're saying, okay, there was the first cycle, the second cycle, the third cycle, and the fourth cycle, or cycle is not the right word for it. It's the first part of the cycle, second part of the cycle, third part of the cycle, fourth part of the cycle, I guess, is a better way to explain it. And they talk about what happens in history. It all starts over at the end. In the fourth cycle, everything falls apart. Completely, something or some things occur that destroy everything that came before it, which puts us in position for cycle one to come back, or step one to come back, which is this. Step one is where the world is in disaster, and the people that are running the world don't know how to fix the problem. They don't have an answer to the solution. And so it happens when everybody is psychologically burnt. They're down. They're beaten. They're struggled. Examples I can give you of this was in World War I. Right after World War I, the Germans had been destroyed. They thought they were going to conquer the world, and they got their boudang beat up bad. And now they were really almost looked at as second-class citizens around the world. Well, this led to a perfect situation because now you have an economy that was destroyed. You had a people that were just humiliated, and along comes Hitler. And Hitler's got some solutions to these problems. So he can move in with new ideas and take away. And in all of these situations, there has to be somebody to blame. So Hitler blames the Jews, he blames the banks, etc., etc. So you look at what's going on right now, and you see that we're having this COVID stuff. And so you've got AOC, and you've got all these other people in the left are blaming people for all these problems. We'll be right back. We'll follow this up.
Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Talking about this book called The Four Turnings and Fourth Turning, and it's really about the way history cycles itself in four basic parts. And so we went through the first part, which is where there's some kind of disaster that currently occurs that is just not correctable with society's way of surviving at that moment. And so a new set of controls has to come out and take over. And so if you look at what's going on right now in our society, you've got the situation where people are out there. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with COVID. We got to close everything down to keep from killing everybody by COVID, but so we have no business and our economies go crash down. And the part that's important to understand is that a new generation of people want to use that disaster to create a new society. And if you really read what the left people are saying, that's what they want. They don't want this. They don't want to vote that one thing. And that's only one step towards the real agenda, which is a completely different society, right? So you've got these problems, and now what happens is somebody steps up and fixes the problems, and then you go into cycle two, or the second part of the cycle. I'm sorry, step number two of the cycle, which is where those problems get solved. So you come out of, you know, the Nazi problem, or come out of the German problem with the Nazi regime, which is very powerful, and it does a lot of bad stuff to get that power, right? You come out of World War II with a destroyed economy in the U.S., and you come out and boom, the economy blows and goes, and it's happening, right? But the people that live through the generation of that first cycle, I remember my dad telling me about my grandparents who came out of the recession, came out of the war, and they were frugal. They wouldn't spend money. I remember my dad saying things like, you only got so many peas on your plate, and you can only have one square of toilet paper to go to the bathroom with. I mean, massively whacked out frugal about this. And so now you're in this next cycle here where the people that lived through the bad part are being saved by the people who figured it out. So now you have the successful people in the second cycle. And if you look at this, in each of these cycles, these people are very, very successful. But what happens is this third cycle, which we're just coming out of right now, the third cycle is where you raise a bunch of kids that never had to solve any problems. And if you think about it, our kids, since I'm 63 years old, I have two daughters. One, my daughter, lives with her mother. Melissa's daughter lives with her father. We have one other son that is living by himself, but for just recently moved into his own rental property. Up until about a year ago, 2 years ago, he's about 35 years old. He lived with his grandfather and grandmother. So you see what happens. These kids have never contributed to society. AOC's pack of people have never held down a job, never contributed to society. And these people have no idea how to solve problems. They have no solutions whatsoever. So when you get to their generation of controlling things, because realize this, somebody said this the other day, I thought it was really powerful. He said, Donald Trump is a roadblock in this country becoming a socialist country. I'm sorry, road bump, not roadblock, road bump. Said it's going to happen anyway, and I tend to agree with him. Because why? Because all of our kids, guys, these people that we grew up and raised, we never made them do anything. They never had to work for anything. They had no responsibility. And so as more and more of them become of voting age, they're voting in more and more and more of what doesn't work. What doesn't work? Welfare doesn't work. What doesn't work? Everybody being on the dole. There's no way. You think of Bernie or whatever his name is. I see him and I laugh. I think of a Saturday Night character. Free college for everybody. Free health care for everybody. Free, 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 free. That can't happen. Where does he think that money comes from? So they have these impossible ideas, right, of how a society can sustain itself in a socialistic environment. It can't do it. Never has, won't work, right? The idea is everybody is equal. You take all the money away from the rich people and give it all to the poor people so that everybody's exactly equal. Except at that point, the rich people don't want to work. If they're going to get the same thing the poor people are going to get, there's no more work. But see, that is an idea that comes out of the third level generation, the third part of this cycle. And inevitably, what it says is that every 200 to 250 years, every democratic government in history has destroyed itself. We are now 243 years into this experiment. We're due. And why? Because what's happened is that once the electorate realizes that it can vote itself anything it wants out of the treasury, right? Once it believes that it can give itself anything it wants, at that point, it's over. Because they will just continue to give themselves whatever they want and vote it away from those people that have to work to get it or to produce it. And so we are in that third level right now. We have an entire society of kids. Hey, I know your kid is different. They're good. But they don't want you to say any politically incorrect words around them, do they? They go away to college, come back hating our country, don't they? Come on, guys. You got to admit it yourself. You destroyed them. You destroyed your kids. And they're going to destroy this country. I mean, you look at the news, it just blows your mind. Blows my mind, that's for sure. I was watching on 4th of July weekend, because that was my anniversary weekend, and my wife was out of town, so I had nothing to do but watch TV, and I watched a little TV, and what I noticed was that it was amazing. In fact, I didn't watch all 4th of July weekend. I did other things, but Monday I got up and I watched, and it blew my mind, because all these people were saying, defund the police, do this, do that, and I just did a radio show about how stupid that is, and all of a sudden on the TV, everybody, even the Democratic mayors and governors had changed their tune. Why? 140 people killed in Chicago in 1 week. 82 people killed in Chicago in 2 days, 48 hours. How many of those people were black? Every one of them. How many of them were killed by black people? Every one of them. So black lives don't matter, or black lives matter as long as it's not black people killing black lives, is what came out. Even the people, the black people of that city came on TV and said that. It goes, this is a ridiculous concept, black lives matter. Black lives matters is a political Marxist campaign. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows it. Everybody admits it, except the people that want it to occur. And so it happened in Atlanta. The Atlanta mayor, the same thing. We'll cover that when we get back. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Del Walmsley Radio Show. So today we're talking about the four parts of the cycle and what they call the fourth turning. And these guys are predicting we're heading into the fourth turning. We're already in the third turning where the group of people that are being promoted to operate our country, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her group of four, are people that probably couldn't even get a job in corporate America anywhere. They're just complete losers to the world. And they're out there in control, getting votes, putting out bills and so forth. And I just want to read you something because, by the way, let me phrase this again. People on the left, I want you to realize if you want to come on the radio, call on the radio, you can do that. I will talk with you. I will give you a fair shot to say your piece. If you want to write to me, I will bring it up exactly as you wrote it to me. You can get your message here. This is not a one-sided message place. This is a guy that is a Libra. I've got the scales. I can look at either side of this argument if somebody would present something to me. Now, let me show you what I was presented with. Here is from, guess who? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweets out that it's vital that the government maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump to be reelected. A few business closures and job losses is a small price to pay to be free from this presidency. I told you I've signed up for the Joe Biden information stuff. All they're sending is, hey, we got to beat this president. 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 Because Trump is the only guy that's got the backbone to stand up to these people is why they hate him. They hate him because of that. The Republicans in the Senate don't have the backbone to stand up. The Republicans in Congress don't have the backbone to stand up to him. They know they don't because they're little political dweebs. Trump is rich. He doesn't care. And that's the only reason, okay? So there's one. Let's go to another one here. AOC attacks. AOC attacks home ownership. Squad, that's the four of them, push bill to strip property from owners to make things fair. They want to take real estate away from Americans, from owners, because they think ownership is criminal. It's evil. And they want to, the bill would constitute a full payment of forgiveness with no accumulation of debt for renters and homeowners and no negative impact on their credit rating or rental history. News release, which means basically everybody would stop paying their mortgages. What would happen? All real estate would be foreclosed on with no negative connotation, and a fund would be created to fully finance the purchase of private rental properties by nonprofits, government, public housing authorities, government, cooperatives, government, community land trust, government, and state and local governments in order to increase the availability of affordable housing during this downturn. During this downturn, folks, just like we'll start Social Security during the war because we needed money and then it will end, but it never did end. The concept was is that there is no right for some people to own land and real estate and other people to not own land and real estate. And they should take all of it away from people, all of it, and give it to the government so the government can control it. Why? Because they want to control everything you do, because that's their agenda, right? So that's an AOC campaign promise. Now, what I've heard from, and you tell me if you can argue any different, I'll let you come on the show. Listen to that, folks. I'll let you come on this show and talk, but they won't let anybody else go on CNN and talk. They'll cut them off. They want this to happen so they can take control of everything and completely change our society. Now, it's interesting because somebody sent me an email that actually sums it all up, and I'm going to read this to you, and I don't think it's going to irritate anybody, but I think it's pretty much right on what the real truth of the Biden campaign is. Oh, I'm sorry. I know what I was going to tell you. It was in there. It says, these people are surrogates. Biden is a surrogate for these people, but not the other way around. I'm sorry. Biden has no ideas. He's going to die. He's definitely going to die before the end of the presidency, but he has no ideas of his own. What's going to happen is if you elect Biden in, then what's going to happen is these people are going to come in with all their ideas and take over the country. It's important to understand that the real problem is the folks who are getting the free stuff don't like folks who are paying for the free stuff. Because the folks who are paying for the free stuff can no longer afford to pay for both the free stuff and their own stuff. And the folks who are paying for the free stuff want the free stuff to stop. And the folks who are getting the free stuff want even more free stuff on top of the free stuff they're already getting. Now, the people who are forcing the people who pay for the free stuff, that will be Congress, have told the people who are receiving the free stuff that people who are paying for the free stuff are being mean, prejudiced, and racist. Now think about that. We're mean, prejudiced, and racist because we want to keep our own stuff. Do you see how society cannot exist with both of those ideas in the same place? There's a whole different concept than social services and social safety nets and so on and so forth. And just take our stuff and give it to somebody else. It goes on and says, so the people who are getting the free stuff have been convinced they need to hate the people who are paying for the free stuff by the people who are forcing some people to pay their free stuff and give them free stuff in the first place. We have let the free stuff giving go on for so long, there are now more people receiving welfare of some kind, because there's many kinds of welfare, than working. More people getting than more people giving. Now understand this. All great democracies have committed financial suicide somewhere between 200 and 250 years after being founded. The reason? The voters figured out they could vote themselves money from the Treasury by electing people who promised to give them money from the Treasury in exchange for electing them. and the United States officially became a republic in 1776, 243 years ago. The number of people now getting free stuff outnumber the people paying for the free stuff. Failure to change that spells the end of the United States as we know it today. Elections are coming in 2020. Now, here's where you can get your radicals. Okay, radicals, get ready, because I'm going to give you some ammunition. Here's what the conservatives are asking for. I'm 100% for passing this on. For all our sake, please take it and stand. Borders closed. Language, English. Culture, God, Constitution, and Bill of Rights. Drug-free, mandatory drug screening before you get welfare. No freebies. No free, no non-citizens. Only 86% of Americans will send this forward. I don't even think it's 86% of Americans will send this forward. I think it's probably 8.6% of Americans will send it forward because people don't want to get involved. So I've started rationalizing this to myself. The rationalization is the people who have stuff, who have worked hard their whole life, and I'm 63, so I'm at that point where I get it. The people that have already got stuff and had killed themselves to getting stuff are too tired from working to get the stuff to then have enough energy to turn around and fight off the people who want the stuff. And so, hence, they're not willing to get politically involved, whereas the people have nothing to do because they don't have jobs, have all day long to complain. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. We're discussing the four turnings and how we've come to the end of the cycle. We're coming up on the point where our country, according to this book, is pretty much going to be destroyed over the next 22 years. Now, so I want to take you back to some time and remember some really strange things about being a child. And I'm talking to people my age now, or actually maybe even 10 years younger than me, maybe 15. I don't know how far back logic goes before the world destroyed. But back when I was in high school, I remember them telling us a couple things were really important. One is that Social Security was going to go broke in 2020. Well, we're at 2020. And then they said, they came out later and said, okay, well, they did some changes and they rearranged some stuff and said it's going to go broke in 2023. And then eventually said it's going to go broke in 2030. So according to this guy, the whole world ends in 2030 anyway. The end of this cycle will be by 2030. So we've been living a Ponzi scheme the entire time. Now, a guy sent me an article here I thought was rather interesting about Social Security, and I'm going to read this to you because I want you to align yourself with this thought process if you remember back to when I was a kid and how they told us that Social Security would eventually go broke because they keep increasing how much they're giving, and there's more and more people that are going to get on it, and there's less and less people that are paying for it. So he said, this guy said he went to a place. Says, one morning I was eating breakfast, and I was waiting to pay my bill. While you wait to pay, there's a lot of miscellaneous memorabilia and small things you can buy. I saw a rack with little books about what was popular and stats the year you were born, the price of gas and who was president and major legislation that was passed on your year, and the average lifespan for that year. Then it hit me. I thought, what year did Social Security start? It was founded in 1935, and you could start taking it that year if you were at least 65 years of age. So, but I turned the page and there was the con. The average life expectancy at the time was 61 years of age. The greatest Ponzi scheme ever invented. So you realize when Social Security was invented, you waited to 65, but most people never lived past 61. So when people were paying into it, it looked like the system would continue to go forever. But now the average life expectancy is like 85. and you can still take it at 61. I don't even know if that's true anymore, but it might be a little later than that. I know they try to talk you out of taking it early by telling you you'll get more if you take it later, but the bottom line is you get more when you take it later. It's still more of a stress on the Social Security system. So it's a giant Ponzi scheme. And the point I'm making is almost everything is a giant Ponzi scheme that the government has their hands in. And so when you look at it right now, in the article I read to you about AOC and her cohorts saying that it doesn't matter if we destroy businesses, think of us going from only, I think, less than 4% unemployment all the way down to 30% unemployment in about 2 months, and it not be because of natural problems. It's because of we were talked into destroying our entire economy. Think of the businesses that are gone. Think of the retirement plans that are gone. Think of the 401ks that are gone. They said that companies just stopped paying the 401k. They stopped paying the matching. Everything you believe in was destroyed. And they say, okay, Dell, okay, what do we do? I'll tell you what you do. Here's what you do. You better get over here right away and learn how to produce passive streams of income. You're going to need to own some real estate. You're going to need to own some other types of investments, which I go into when you come in, how I spread my investments out. You need to have alternative possibilities so that when they start picking on things, it won't get everything you have. In addition to that, there are places you can put your money that it's very difficult for them to get. You're going to need to look into that kind of stuff, too. You need to be prepared. And the fact that it's going to take between now and the next 22 years to do it gives you enough time to do it. I'm 63. I'll never make it to 85, so I'm probably pretty safe. But I'm still taking precautions. I'm still doing things that are keeping my mind aligned with what the possibility is of these gigantic government takeovers. And remember, if the government turns back over to the communist or the socialist, what do you think is going to happen to tax rates? They're now at the lowest they've ever been. Do you want to take your taxes now? In other words, pull out your 401k and your IRAs now at the lowest tax rates possible, or do you want them to put the tax rates back up to 70, 80, 90% at one-time tax rates or as high as 95% marginally, and then pull your 401k out? Can you imagine pulling your 401k out at retirement and taxes are twice as high as they were when you put it in? Will you not feel like a fool then? Look, guys, get your money. Get out here and get your money and get some assets. Put debt on those assets so that you have very little to risk on those assets. And then if the government says, we're taking your house, say, take it. I don't care. I only have $10,000 in this house. Take it. But if you don't take it, I got a lot of money coming in, and I've got an assets appreciate, and I'm making a lot of money. And if you mess with my company, and they put my company out of business, or like today, AOC started another thing where they're trying to close down some company called Ahoya or something. I don't even know what it is. It's some Mexican company that makes Mexican food, I think. And they're trying to shut this down because a guy got up and spoke with the president. And now, again, the entire country is trying to put this gigantic company out of business because he agreed with the president and the country. My friends, the war's on, and you better arm yourself, not only ammunition-wise, but financial-wise, health-wise, and logic-wise, because it's not just money. We're talking about losing a lifestyle, and number one, you have to have one to lose one, so let's get going right away. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.